Is there something that you can email me too?
Oh, yes. We show you everything in writing, but I'm going to pull up the pricing for you now. That way, if you do decide you want that spot, it would stop all of these calls to the area. Okay, and I have her here.
Oh, hi. Thanks for holding. Is this Samuel?
Speaking.
Oh, hi, Samuel. My name's Tina, and I'm one of the technicians in the department that handles pricing for your area. How are you?
Doing good. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Happy Tuesday, right?
Right.
Someone said in our morning meeting, Happy Taco Tuesday, and I thought, I like that even better.
Yeah, it is Taco Tuesday.
Yeah, for sure. So I know that you were speaking with Tara, and she's really good as far as explaining the program. But did you have any questions regarding where you're going to appear on the search results or how this works other than pricing?
I'm assuming once somebody searches for dust or rental or junk removal, they'll give the local first, right, as an option?
Yes, you would show on the very first page in a spotlight position where 9 out of 10 consumers make their buying decision. So it's not only based on locality, because I'm sure you've seen this before where there's a solid business that's in your backyard, but when you Google for the service, they're nowhere to be found online. And then sometimes there's people that are 10 or 15 miles away that have a strong internet presence, and those companies are showing on the first page, right?
Yes,
so
correct.
In order to get on the first page, two things has to happen. Number one, you have to have availability, which we have today. Secondly, you have to have the day-to-day ongoing local SEO services to do the programming to keep you on the first page as Google changes their algorithms, okay? So the beauty of this program is that it's so affordable, too, because everything's set at just a flat rate month-to-month. So they're not going to ask you to sign an annual contract, nor are they going to charge you a higher rate based on the amount of jobs that you receive. Now, I'm looking at something that's a little bit of an inconsistency with your business. It says on Angie's or Home Advisor Desert Hot Springs, and then it says Wildomar on your Yelp listing. So,
yeah, they used the address that's on for my mailing address. They were supposed to change it to Paris, but they haven't changed it on the listing itself.
Do you have an address in Paris that you could use?
Yes.
Excellent. Okay, perfect.
Would that be seen at the top, or can I just leave it at the Desert Hot Springs?
It depends, because if it's a residential address, Google will hide it. You know, there's millions and millions of home-based businesses. So if it is a residence, we would show your business name, the city, and the state, but the actual address would be blocked out. Make sense?
Okay. It is a residence.
Oh, good. Okay. So then let me just put that on here. Hide address. And then, let's see, since you're new in business as of this year, Samuel, you will qualify for our new in business rate, which would bring everything all the way down to just a flat rate month to month of $299. The program comes with a one-time setup fee of $99 to get you programmed in, and the initial investment would be $398. Now, what that will include for you would be not only your first page listing on Google and Bing, but also we're going to program you in to some of the popular directories that are in the area, as well as the mobile platform. So, for instance, you know how most people these days do the searches from their smartphones?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. That's a different search result altogether. So once we program your business into the mobile platform, now you're going to become available from all of the searches conducted from the iPhones, the Androids, the tablets, even the voice-activated devices such as Alexa. And as you know, that's a huge market you'll be able to capitalize on. Now, she put a note in here that you bought a Wix domain, but you felt like you weren't very computer savvy, and if you even wanted to mess with it, right?
I'm still having a hard time going through to get the page set up.
Yeah, Don't feel bad about that, Samuel, because that's the number one reason businesses that don't have websites haven't set them up yet is, number one, it gets very tricky. You know, who wants to sit and watch YouTube videos and read tutorials and try to figure it out? But secondly, most people don't even have time to sit there and figure that out, right? So I want to let you know that we do build Google-compliant, highly rankable sites here also. They charge an extra $400 to put them together. But what I'm thinking is, since we're moving forward and we're filling this position today, and since you currently don't have the site up, I'm thinking that I can explain that to my director and see if they would allow me to include the site at no additional cost, kind of like as a gift from us to you. So, you know, in order to do it, I'd have to send out the request and explain your situation. And, of course, we'll get either an approval or a denial on it. But if we did get the approval to get everything going for just $398 out the door and include the website for free on top of it, I'm sure you'd be willing to give this a shot, right?
Yeah, that sounds like a good deal.
Yeah, I'm excited.
So what would happen with the Wix app? That would just be something that I would either just leave it alone.
If you have a domain through Wix that you want to use, then you would just give us the credentials and we would build the site on your domain. But if you want to eliminate having to pay them, you know, for re-registering the domain and stuff like that, because usually those have a monthly or even an annual cost, you could just have us pick a new web address for you. And then you wouldn't even have to worry about the Wix anymore. You could just cancel whatever it is you have with them. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Did you get ironcladdumpsterrental.com by chance, or what web address did you get?
Yes, no, that's what I got, the ironcladdumpsterrental.com.
Okay, I would definitely recommend using it then, because usually when people try to get their business name, it's not available. So since you have it, I would definitely recommend, you know, just give us the credentials and we would build the site on your domain. That way it matches your business.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Yeah, no, unless you wanted to do, like, something close to it. Go ahead. What's your question?
Silly question. Credentials would be like the login and password to the Wix app. Wix login.
I would tell my technician that it's a Wix domain, and then they would just ask you for your username, which is usually whatever email you registered under, and then the password. And then they would build the site on that domain. Make sense?
Oh, okay. Yes, that makes sense.
Okay. I'm excited for you, Samuel. You're absolutely going to be thrilled with this. So let me send out the request. And I'm curious, have you found any hidden treasures in your junk removal endeavors yet?
No, I just, it's been kind of more like just giving estimates right now lately, and people are shopping around, which is understandably.
Okay.
But as far as, because I do a lot more dumpster rental than junk removal right now, just because that's
see.
What people are doing. I haven't really seen anything valuable of interesting stuff.
Okay, got it. So I've asked you because usually when I get junk removal companies, and you're heavier with the dumpster, right? But when you start growing in that area, sometimes they'll do real estate cleanouts, and you know the realtors will recommend, you know, certain junk removal companies that they, you know, have ties with. And then when they have a client that has like a family member, for example, that passed away or something, sometimes the family member just doesn't have time to deal with it. So they hire a junk removal to come in and just take it all away. And those people tell me that they find all kinds of cool things. You know what I mean?
Quoted a recent, like, well, that's what I would like to do eventually, right?
I bet, yeah.
Clean out and stuff like that, because that's where a lot more, the faster you do it, the more you're able to make more money. Dumpster rental, you would have, at least, I would assume you would have to have at least 6 or 7 of them to be able to profit them and have them rent it out daily.
Exactly. Yep, because if you have one and then it's fully booked, there's only so much you can make off of it, right? So it's good to have, like you say, multiple. You'll get there. You know, you have to start somewhere, and I like the way you're doing it. I always tell people you have to be able to crawl before you can walk, you know, so why not start with the one, get yourself on the internet, get the website up and running, and then start taking on new clients. And then once you start making some solid money, you can reinvest some of that and start growing into more, you know. So I think that that's a smart way. You know, sometimes I hear people that say, oh, I just invested this much money in my business, which I think is great, but I'm always like, you should try to, you know, make a little bit of money on it first and then reinvest, right?
Yeah.
So what's your email address? I'll send you a confirmation email.
It's ironcladdumpsters at gmail.com.
Okay, and then your last name, please?
Is Nunez, N-U-N-E-Z.
Nunez with an N or Munez with an M, like Michael?
No, N. N as an Nancy.
Okay. I heard M, but I'm like, I've never heard it with an M before, so it's always been Nunez.
No, the so. most common one with an M would be Munoz.
Munoz. Nunez. Nunez. Okay. And then this is the phone number that you used for your business, the
951-418-636.
Okay, perfect. Is there a secondary line for internal purposes, or does everything go through the main number?
No, everything for work goes through this number. I have another number for myself.
Okay. And then go ahead and give me the residential address for Paris.
It's 23450 Mapes Road.
Mapes?
Yeah,
oh,
Mapes.
I found it. M-A-P-E-S. Okay, I see it.
Yeah.
It's cool the way Google autofills it. When I started typing in Mapes, it filled it for me, and then it said Paris, California at 92570. Is that correct?
Yes. It's kind of scary, though, because it gives you a bunch of street names.
Yeah, but this time it got you right, so I'm happy that it autofilled. Now, is the web address is ironcladdumpsterrentals.com, or is it ironcladdumpsters, like your email, .com?
No, it'll be, I believe it's ironcladdumpsterrentals.com.
Rental, singular. Okay, perfect.
Yeah, singular.
Okay, and then... Oh, my light is blinking here, so my director is replying. Let me see what he says. Do you have a logo or some photos or anything to put up on your site by chance?
Yes, I do.
Perfect. Okay. So he just told me that he's authorizing it, and he gave me a promo code to include the site. I'm so glad that worked out. So just give me a second because I have to activate this to waive the charge on it. And then I can secure this position for you using a debit or a credit card. What works best?
A debit card. How much is it?
It's just $3.98 today. And then each month moving forward, it's $2.99. So that $99 setup fee goes on the first payment only. And you're going to be grandfathered into that rate too. Mm-hmm.
For the payment would be on the 7th of every month, or can I use the date closer to like the 10th?
It actually would typically be on the same day that you sign up, but if you need future billings to be on the 10th, that's no problem. I can set that up for you. They'll usually let me push the billing out a little bit as long as it's a couple of days like that. That's not a problem. So do you prefer to have it moving forward on the 10th of each month?
Yes.
Okay, you got it. I will make sure that we do that. And then is it your name on the card or the business name or both?
It's my name.
Your name? Okay, any middle name or initial, or just Samuel Nunez?
No, just Samuel Nunez.
Perfect. And then is the Mapes Road the billing address as well, or is it one of those other addresses that I had before?
No, it's the other address. The billing address would be the 66738 San Rafael Road, Desert Hot Springs, California, 92240.
9-2-2-4-0. And then I just have to put in Desert Hot Springs. I was trying to type that fast, but I'm not. Okay, I got it. 66738 San Rafael Road, Desert Hot Springs, California, 92240.
Yes.
Excellent. Okay, so go ahead with the card number when you're ready.
It's 4342.
Okay.
5624.
Got it.
1466.
1466, okay.
4126.
4126, okay. Expiration?
9 of 26.
And the code?
278.
278, okay. What I'm going to do right now, Samuel, is I will go through a voice verification recording which will outline your service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. And then I'm going to create the appointment for my technician to call you, and they will go over your keywords, your service area, building your new website and getting you placed. Some of this is a little repetitive of what I just asked you. It's going to have you repeat the business name and whatnot, so just kind of bear with me, okay?
Can I, for the website building, would that have to be now, or could it be a little bit later? Because I can't find my login.
Oh, yeah, it can be later. And let's say they call you tomorrow or the next day for the client interview, and even if you wanted to do it today, you know, you could if there's availability. But whenever they call you for the client interview, if you have the login, you would give it to them at that point. If not, let them know, because that way they can just purchase a new domain, launch the site based on what we have now, and then you could call us in a week or two and give us the domain, and then we could at that point port the site over to that domain. Because our objective is going to be to get you up and running. So we don't want you to be held up just in case you can't find it right away. That's no problem. Okay?
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. So this voice recording, what it says is, to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Ironclad Dumpster Rental.
Thank you. And then please state your name and title with the company.
Samuel Nunez, owner.
And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business?
Yes.
And you're also an authorized user on the billing of the account, correct?
That's correct.
Mm-hmm. To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Okay, and then in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Okay, your payment for the initial term and account setup would be charged today, October 7th, in the non-refundable amount of just $398. When your term is complete, we're going to set it up for the subsequent payments to run on the 10th of each month in the amount of $299. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. To prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Do you agree to the renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay, excellent. So that concludes the voice verification recording. And then I have a 3 o'clock open today. If you want to start the ball rolling right away, we can do that. If not, I can tell you what's open for tomorrow for the client interview. That appointment takes about 20, maybe 30 minutes.
Yeah, let's do that tomorrow. I got an appointment I got to get to for my kid's dental.
Okay, I figure. Okay, so let's just see. Is your kid pretty good at going to the dentist, or is it going to be a big dramatic episode this afternoon?
I think it's going to be a dramatic episode because he fell asleep.
Oh, yeah. My daughter went on Monday, and she took all three of them at the same time, and she thought, oh, what a blessing, they're squeezing them in at the same time. But she said it was horrible because one was crying and she was in this room calming him down, and then in the next room she could hear her daughter crying, and she said, I'll never do that again.
Like, yeah.
Yeah, it became a little bit of a trial. So for tomorrow, do you want morning or afternoon? And I'll tell you what's open.
Morning's fine.
Okay. We have a 8, 9, or 10 open.
9 o'clock.
9 o'clock. Okay. So I'm going to book out the whole hour from 9 to 10 o'clock, and that's just in case my technician's prior appointment runs a little bit over and they call you at 9:15. Don't panic. They will call you sometime within that hour. Okay. And then lastly, since I got you special pricing that is not available to the general public, I want you to go in there and acknowledge it with your e-signature. So did you get a text from me right now that says, thank you for choosing Local Flash?
Let me check.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay. So all you have to do is click on that link, and it'll take you to a page that says Local Splash Terms of Experience. And yes, then if you scroll to the bottom, there's three boxes that you have to check. One says you're authorized. The second says you receive text messages. The third says that it's a reoccurring charge. Once you select all three of those boxes, you can plug your name in and hit Confirm Signature. Now, if it goes through, Samuel, it's going to ask you for a username and a password. So you don't have to use the username and password right now. That's all going to be provided during the client interview. But my main thing is just getting that pricing locked in.
Okay, I'm looking for the three boxes you mentioned.
If you scroll to the bottom, if you go all the way down, do you see it?
No.
Okay. Question. I got a bounce back from your email, ironcladdumpsters@gmail.com. It says it can't be found. Is it supposed to be just ironcladdumpster without the S for the email?
No, for the email it is dumpsters.
Huh.
It's,
Oh, wait a minute. I see here. I had a typo here because it has the clad for the D and then the D for the dumpsters, and I forgot I left one of them out. So that's what it is. It was my error. Okay. Let me send it again. So, are you doing that, or trying to do that e-signature from your phone, right?
Yeah, I get the e-signature to put my name in and confirm signature, but at the bottom I don't see.
Try to put your name in and hit confirm and see if it does go through. Normally, it'll have you select those three boxes first, but if you're not seeing them, maybe it's already got you past that point.
Yeah, I selected it, but it's not doing anything.
It's not? Okay, so give me a second here. I'm going to send
you. So the link for terms and conditions, is that the one?
Yeah, the link for the terms and conditions, if you click on that one, that's the one that will take you to the Local Splash Terms of Experience if you open it.
Yeah, I'm at the bottom of the Terms and Conditions, but I don't see it. The boxes here.
Okay.
Explaining.
So if you could do me a favor and maybe try it again from a regular computer later, because if you can't find it on your phone by tomorrow at 9 when they call you, then they can even get the tech team on and kind of walk you through it. But I think if you just, you know, try to do the same thing from a regular computer, have no problem.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. And then lastly, my name is Tina. I'm at extension 777. So you have the toll-free number on those emails for customer support. If you ever called in just to, you know, make an update or you had a billing question, you can hit option 1 and anyone that answers the phone can help you. And then if you want to talk to me specifically, you can either say transfer to Tina or extension 777. It's a voice activated system, and then it would ring directly to me. Now, You're licensed and insured and all of that good stuff, right?
Still working on both of those.
Okay. Because I was going to mention there's a really good add-on that's called Google Guaranteed. I don't think it would be a good timing right now because you'd have to, you know, pass the background check. You don't need it to get on Google itself. But if you want to do that Google Guaranteed in the future, I'll send you an email that, you know, kind of explains what it is. So that way, if you ever wanted to look into that later, you can give me a call, okay?
Yes, please.
All right, so you are all good to go. So best of luck to your little one today at the dentist. I hope everything goes well, and then my technician will call you tomorrow, okay?
Okay. For Ismael?
All right. Now,
thank you.
What
have
was
a good
that?
Day.
Oh, no, I will. You do. Thank you, Samuel. Yeah. Oh, okay. All right. Have a good day. Bye.